Well, hello, children. I hope everybody is doing fine. Grandpa here from Grandpa's Tales of Terror. Today's tale is entitled Slivers, Mary's Revenge, Chapter 2. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. My dearest Brad, the person I loved and admired, the one who supported me through difficult times, especially in my last years. I needed someone to lean on, and you let me lean on you. That is what love is, sharing good times and bad. I had loved you all my life, till death do us part, or in my case, turn into a tree. Love is also being honest with each other, which obviously you weren't when you screwed the volunteer that you were working with doing your fundraisers. I really wish I could see the look on your face right now, you cheating son of a bitch. Well, that's it for now. You will have to wait until the next letter, which should be coming in a couple of days. Bradley dropped the letter. Reaching for his beer, he grabbed it, but because of being in shock, he dropped it on the floor. Looking at the beer drain out of the can, he started pacing around the living room. He didn't understand as to how Mary could have found out. Walking to the liquor cabinet, he pulled out the scotch and a glass and poured himself a few ounces. Bradley sat down on the couch and started thinking about his affair with the volunteer worker. It started when Mary was first transitioning. After Mary's doctor was unable to come up with any treatments, he felt powerless to be able to do anything. There was a lot of pressure, anxiety, trying to find out what was happening and to stop it. He was working with the volunteer at a conservation fundraiser. He told her about what was happening to Mary, and the volunteer mentioned about tree spirits and such. Bradley told her that he was just about to listen to anything to find a cure. He asked the volunteer if she would like to go for coffee after the fundraiser. She said yes. When the fundraiser ended, they went to Bradley's favorite bar because he told her he needed something a little stronger. As they talked, they found out they had a lot in common. After that first get-together, Bradley started researching and finding out everything he could about tree spirits. Once he figured out what was going on, he told Mary to take responsibility and maybe the tree spirits would show mercy. Bradley and the volunteer saw each other again at another fundraiser, so again they went to the favorite bar for a drink afterwards. At the end of the night, the volunteer had given Bradley her phone number. He hung onto the number, and when Mary had progressed further in transition than expected, he called the volunteer to meet for a drink to talk. Well, third time's the charm. The actual physical act only happened four times, and then Bradley started ghosting the volunteer. They never saw each other again. After finishing the scotch, which helped him to relax, he decided to take a shower, and while standing under the shower head, that is when the pain hit him. Massive, in his left eye, as if a hot poker had been thrust into it, then salt being poured into the gaping hole. Bradley fell in the tub, the shower running and him screaming. After a few seconds, the pain started to subside and disappeared. Lying in the tub for a couple of minutes, he turned the shower off, grabbed a towel, dried himself, and went to bed. When Bradley awoke in the morning, he couldn't move his left eye. The eye stared straight ahead. He looked in the mirror but couldn't really see anything. He couldn't move his eye up or down, left or right. He decided to call the doctor and tell him what was going on. The doctor told him to come in right away. As he examined Bradley's eyes, he asked Bradley if anything happened in the last couple of days. Bradley told him about the massive pain that he had in the eye last night. The doctor put the ophthalmoscope on the tray. Bradley looked at him and asked what was wrong. The doctor told him that his eyeball changed. Bradley looked at him and asked, "Changed how?" The doctor further went on to say that the eye had the same structure and appearance as what Mary's tissue and limbs had changed into. Well, Bradley asked, "How is he still able to see out of it? I'll bet straight ahead." The doctor didn't know. Bradley left the doctor's office, frustrated, slamming the office door. Arriving home, Bradley poured himself a drink, sat down, and started to cry, realizing he had a wooden eyeball. Then the doorbell rang. Bradley wiped his one eye, since no tears were coming from the left one. He opened the front door, and a postman was there. The postman asked if he was Bradley, who replied yes. The postman handed him a letter and left. Bradley looked at it and recognized Mary's handwriting. He closed the door, sat back down on the couch, opened the letter in a hurry, and began to read again.